It is Friday, January 5th, 2018. Oh, I almost made it. I almost made the mistake there. Becca, here for her first visit in the new year is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Did you have a lovely break?
I did.
The Crude Mechanicals are home for Christmas.
Yes.
This is a theater troupe that's made up of young people who have gone to school here, have gone off to school mostly, and when they're home at Christmas, gee, they just have to find something to do.
And Crude Mechanicals, the name of their troupe, is taken from a group in a Shakespearean play.
Exactly. So they do Shakespeare. And this year they're doing a little light, frothy something called Richard III.
Which I have actually read in the past few years.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
And if you see the, 1950s version, it's kind of amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the premise. Richard of Gloucester, who is basically a psychopath.
Right.
Right?
Right, yes, yes.
Wants to, having killed the Prince of Wales, woo his widow, convince King Edward IV that his friends and courtiers are treacherous, and remove any barriers to putting the crown on his own head, whether it takes murder or lies or whatever. And he breaks the fourth wall and lies straight to the audience, which is great.
He's an auspicious kind of character.
He is. And he is beautifully played by a gentleman named Charlie Rodriguez, who's in the MFA program in acting at the University of Arkansas, who wanted to do this for his thesis. And he and the Crude Mechanicals got together and said, why, let us do Richard III. So what do you do with a 3.5-hour play?
Condense it?
Yes.
Yeah.
By taking chunks of it that are essentially telling you the news of who's dead, who's done whatever, and turning them into newscasts.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
They're doing contemporary clothing, period language, and these newscasts. And I think it's going to be way fun. Now, any resemblance to any national or international figure is purely coincidental. But Zach Stoltz, who is one of the founders of Crude Mechanicals, says, Shakespeare was writing this warning to us 400 years ago, and look where we are.
Certainly in interesting times.
This happens, yes. And, you know, the old Asian curse. I mean, you live in interesting times. The show is at 7:30 today, tomorrow, and Sunday. That's all there is.
Mm-hmm.
At the Arkansas Union Ballroom on the University of Arkansas campus. Admission is free. And you can find out more by emailing crudemechanicals@gmail.com.
They also have a Facebook page.
It's also that time of year to announce the Fort Smith Little Theater season.
Right. They're the ones who go by calendar years.
They're the only ones, as far as I know, that don't do school years. They do calendar years.
For me, it's easier. I think of years in January 1 to December 31.
Oh, I think of them in school years.
Okay.
But I appreciate this because in January, we're always looking for news.
Mm-hmm.
And they are celebrating their 70-somethingth year. They start the season in February with The Little Foxes.
Mm-hmm.
Great drama. Avaricious Southern family. April, they're doing Calendar Girls, which was a movie. This is based on the story of 11 mature British women who want to raise money to fight leukemia by posing for a nude calendar. They assure me there will be no nudity on stage. At the end of May, they're doing The Fox on the Fairway, which is a Ken Ludwig comedy I know nothing about.
And Ken Ludwig is known best for?
Best known for Lend Me a Tenor, which we've seen done around here many times. This one is about how far arch rivals will go to win the annual club golf tournament.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Then middle of July through August 4th, My Fair Lady. You all know that one. September, Night of the Living Dead. And then in November, one of my top three plays, period, Noises Off, which
timing.
I love.
Right, you got that timing.
Building a set that revolves or figuring out, say, I love the show. And then they have three off-season shows, Mythical Creatures and How to Approach Them, Bell Star by Herself.
Very appropriate for the bicentennial year
in
celebrations.
Fort Smith, and the Wackiest, Tackiest Christmas.
Okay.
And you can find out more at fslt.org. Tomorrow is the King's Day kickoff. starting the Eureka Mardi Gras season. Uh-huh. At 5 o'clock at the Rowdy Beaver in Eureka Springs, you can meet the Royal Court. Tomorrow night, Candy Lee is performing. I love her stuff. She's at the Odd Soul in Springdale at 8 o'clock. Sunday, there was a book talk scheduled with Zeke Taylor at the Artist Retreat Center in Bella Vista. It has been canceled. Oh. So if you go there, you will not find Zeke. But on Monday, you can go to an artist reception for Reese Abbott at 5 o'clock at the Springdale Public Library, because they have a gallery, if you didn't know.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. That's a good lineup. Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.